Are we ready?
You have reached the point of no return.
Welcome to The Breaking Point, ladies and gentlemen. Week 2 of the 2016-17 school year. I know, it's hype. So here we go. Week 2, and we got some brand new stories. Here's the thing, though. We got no guests, but okay. We're riding solo. Okay, anyway. So, no guests, but we are bonding right here.
It's just me and Jack.
Exactly. As we talk about random stories that obviously you guys care a lot about, or you wouldn't be tuned in. Actually, I did live in Georgia for a while. You got the Georgia Aquarium, and there was a whale shark in that.
Oh, wait, there's a whale shark?
Yeah. Do you know about whales? Please tell me you've heard of a whale shark.
Is it just a gigantic shark?
It's a giant whale shark.
Does it eat other things? Other like
yes.
fish?
No, it
does it is it attracted by blood?
No.
How's
I don't know. I don't know. If anybody knows this, you know the number 844-4570. When we go to a break, please enlighten us. What makes a whale shark a whale shark? Why do they call it a whale shark?
Why isn't it just a whale or
a what? Shark?
Or a shark, yeah. Why does it have to be both?
I mean, it looks like a whale.
Okay.
It looks like it has the shape of a whale. It's got some little spotted flipper stuff. And like, but I don't know what makes it a shark. Because I'm pretty sure it eats plankton too. Like the really, really, really tiny.
Yeah,
so
but that's
like
what whales eat, don't they?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All of these facts are coming from Nemo, by the way. All of these facts.
From what?
Nemo.
From
Nemo. Finding Nemo.
And like we said on the last show, none of these facts, according to, we're not credible.
Uh-uh.
So do not like go home, like put in your essay about whales, how whales eat only plankton. Because I have no idea if that's true. I'm just 99% sure that they are attracted to plankton.
Wait. Okay. Okay.
To eat. Yes. Yes. But I'm pretty sure. So I don't know why they're called a shark. How many of you guys have been angry before?
Me?
Hasn't
everyone been angry?
Yeah.
So everyone raise your hand. Not if you're driving.
Not if you're driving. Don't do that. Hands on the wheel, 10 and 2, all that good stuff. Oh, I shit the mic. Okay. Anyway. And how many of you have ever heard of karma? Raise your hand if you have. Driving.
Yep.
Heard of karma.
Karma's happened.
Karma's bad. No bueno. But karma. And this, I hit the mic again. How does this keep happening? Karma. I know.
What did the mic do to you, man?
I don't know. Karma always shows up at the right time, though. If you know anything about karma, that's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
So last weekend in Pittston, Pennsylvania, a guy decided he was tired of the sap from his neighbor's tree falling onto his car.
Mm-hmm.
So
fair enough.
He wants to go have a friendly conversation with the neighbor, right?
No, he doesn't.
He's an angry man.
Ooh.
Okay? He takes this chainsaw.
Love chainsaws.
And he sound effect.
I like it.
And he gets a chainsaw and he goes. And he cuts into the tree.
Okay. All right. I'm liking it.
And he cuts the tree down.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Boom. But nobody was there, so nobody heard it fall. Am I right?
Wait.
Ba-dun-tsh.
Deep.
Anyway, so tree fell.
These sound effects are amazing, by the way. 10 out of 10.
Thank you. But you know what that is?
What?
The tree fell on his apartment building. Right into his apartment.
This dude is dumb. This dude is so dumb.
He goes up to a tree, tries to cut it down. You know what? He doesn't even... I mean, he can talk to his neighbor. Hey, man, you should, like, cut that one branch off.
You guys need to be friendly with each other.
Be friendly.
Don't be sad. Get glad.
I don't know what that's from, but that's scary to me. Is that the fish philosophy from Creekside?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Did that just come out of me? Is that what that is?
Where do you actually get that from?
I'm scared.
Oh, goodness. Okay, but anyway, that's not all of his problems, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He was briefly hospitalized after his little tree cutting stunt, I guess.
Did it fall on him?
It didn't fall on him, but...
Near him.
He got hit by some branches, maybe some stuff like that.
A leaf?
Yeah, maybe he just got... I don't know what exactly would happen. It doesn't really go into that much detail.
Okay.
But anyway, he was in the hospital. So he walks out, goes back to his apartment building, and his neighbor called the police. The police confront... And then his neighbor confronted him. He punches his neighbor. His neighbor tries to punch back.
Wait, which neighbor punches? The tree cutter neighbor punches the neighbor?
Yes, the tree cutter neighbor punches the tree neighbor. The neighbor that has the tree.
Why?
Because he's mad, apparently, because the neighbor called the police. And he's like, oh, no, I ain't going to jail, boy. I'm going to punch you. So he punches him, and the neighbor with the tree tries to defend himself, so he gets a stun gun.
Bzz, bzz.
I assume that's a stun gun sound effect. Bzz, bzz, bow. These sound effects are amazing. Anyway, he does that, and then the guy who took down the tree gets a baseball bat and starts hitting him.
Is this like one of those comic routines where they like reach back behind them and they suddenly get a bat?
They suddenly just like pull something out of their pocket.
It's like, how does he get a bat all of a sudden? So he hit him in the face and then he got stunned and then he got a bat.
Yeah, and they have a brawl in the middle of the street. But it's okay. Both of them are okay. And the police showed up and now Mazzarella, that's the guy's name who cut down the tree. Okay. Mazzarella is charged with assault and harassment and has a new Albin but temporary home. County jail. He has a new home.
Well, that's good because his home's kind of destroyed right now.
Yeah, so he needed a new home.
Do you not know, like, when you cut into a tree, it falls the way that you cut? I feel like this guy
does it actually?
Yeah,
I don't know.
So, like, if you cut it and then it'll, like, tip over because that
I guess that makes sense. Yeah, because that cuts. Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
I get it now.
Goes the way you cut.
I haven't done physics yet.
You know what we're doing next?
I'm not so sure.
We're going to play a game called Keep Talking.
Keep Talking. We played it once before on the Breaking Point last year, Ryan and I did, but haven't played it with Ethan yet.
Well, what?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. So I'm going to give you a topic, and you have to talk about that. You have to talk about that topic for 60 seconds.
60 seconds?
60 seconds without stuttering, no, all that good stuff.
Okay.
Okay? You ready for your topic?
I'm born ready.
Your topic is a computer mouse.
A computer mouse.
A computer mouse.
All right. You got the timer ready?
I'm ready. Okay. Do you have any idea what you're saying?
No idea.
I'm going to give you like 5 seconds of prep.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, and 1.
Once upon a time, there was a computer mouse who lived in the world of Earth. He would walk around, love to eat everything, love to eat cheese, because he is a computer mouse. He's a mouse with computers and cheese. Okay? You know where I'm going? So he would walk around looking for his famous French cheese, and he would go into these restaurants and then eat cheese. He would just take the cheese. And then the French people would just come after him and just yell and yell and yell at him because of the French cheese that he just ate. So he would walk out and go find the... How far did I get?
You got a total of 20 seconds.
I am terrible at
just
this.
Just kidding. It was 40 seconds.
Yay!
45 seconds.
Of just nonsense. That was the worst
honestly,
story I've ever heard.
I didn't follow it at all.
The dude was eating cheese because he's a mouse.
Okay.
He's a computer. Are you ready for yours?
No, I'm scared. I mean, I'm not scared. Very brave.
Old you scared.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Okay.
Your word is... button-up shirt.
Button-up shirt?
Button-up shirt, like the one I'm wearing.
Okay. All
right?
I know where I'm going with
this. All right, I'm giving you a 5 second. 5 seconds, okay? 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so right now, my friend Ethan here is wearing a button-up shirt. But don't be confused, because yesterday I also wore a button-up shirt, okay? And this button-up shirt had plaid on it. Now, you know why I wore this button-up shirt? Because my girlfriend Natalie says that she loves when I wear plaid. But I can't ever figure out why she likes when I wear plaid, because plaid is just like, it looks like a tablecloth. So personally, I've never worn it that much. But when I do wear it, she kind of like, she looks at me like she likes it. I'm like, oh. Okay, cool. So the plaid, you like the plaid. Cool. So I wear the plaid. Now, also, my dad wears a lot of plaid. He goes to work. He's pretty much constantly wearing plaid. Plaid is like his go-to shirt. And I've never really got that for a really long time. But now, because, you know, I was in like third grade and fourth grade and fifth grade. I was really young, so I'm not wearing plaid. But now I'm wearing plaid because Natalie loves plaid. And that is 60 freaking seconds right now in a few seconds. Let's go.
Wow, that was impressive.
Thank you.
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
The plaid shirt. The story of Jackson with the plaid shirt.
This is why I now wear plaid.
Yeah, he wore it yesterday.
I wore it yesterday. I'm not wearing it right now, I wore it yesterday.
He's wearing his famous blue shirt, blue and gray.
Natalie is currently texting me in all caps. Wow, 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 wow. it's still coming across. I have now approximately 30 texts. My phone
I think she may or may not be impressed. I'm not. I can't tell.
I think she might be mad.
She could be mad.
She might be mad.
She just called out about liking your plaid shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, it stopped. Now she said no. There's the smiley face emojis.
Oh
or
boy,
the laughing face. Okay, I think I'm in trouble. I'm not sure.
You better run. You better run.
That's what she tells me to do all the time. It's a very healthy relationship.
It's a strange relationship.
It's a very good relationship.
That's
I like
what
it.
Think.